The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Tom Williamson of KIIC in Albia and Mike Hohenbrink with the Calmer Courier. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Well, Senator Grassley, what are you hearing from Iowans? What are their concerns about what's going on in D.C. and just in general, what's the kind of vibes you're getting?
So, when you visit a factory, which I'm doing some of, because I never get their workers to come to an open town meeting, I learn about the business. The questions from the workers are a little more diverse, but from the management, like yesterday in Lorenz, we could hire 10 people right now if we could get them. I think there's some irritation with the government outbidding people by paying more unemployment than people can make working. So I hear that. I hear about the cost of prescription drugs. From farmers, I'm hearing about not getting markets for cattle. So that's a reference to my bill that I have in to make sure the packers have more of an open market and an open bidding system. From hospitals, I'm hearing about the lost income coming from the requirements that have been put on hospitals because of pandemic and not being able to do the normal operations that they would do, which is a big source of income for particularly rural hospitals. I'll go back to it if you want me to, but let's go to Mike now for a question.
Senator, we understand you're pushing the Veterans Benefits Administration on, among other things, a commitment to follow through on Freedom of Information Act requests. What would you like to see happen here with this?
Well, first of all, the Freedom of Information Act applies to all governments, and there's a certain time period you're supposed to respond, and you're supposed to give the full amount of information. So this is somewhat of a problem, not just with the VA, but with every agency. But with the VA, the most recent request is an investigation that I won't go into the details of it, but it looks like there's been some insider benefit by some employee high up in the VA giving business to a husband that she should have retracted herself from, and she didn't do it. So we have whistleblowers giving us information, and we're following up to get the official answers to these questions, because it seems to me like it's a legitimate investigation. I'll just have to wait, you know, maybe a few weeks before I can give you an update on it, but we just have instituted it. But in the process of doing it, we're reminding this government agency that they ought to respond very quickly to all Freedom of Information requests. And by the way, Freedom of Information requests are what journalists and private citizens can use. We don't have to use the Freedom of Information as a member of Congress to do our constitutional job of oversight to see that the executive branch faithfully executes the laws. Our constitutional oversight is separate from Freedom of Information. Tom.
Senator Grassley, I believe you made a trip to our southern border to observe firsthand the conditions there. So what did you learn, and who were you allowed to talk with?
Yeah. 10 days ago, I think it was roughly, on a Friday, I and 17 of my colleagues spent time down there, and we were briefed by the Border Patrol on several areas. But I think I'll just give you one main point, because we use the word crisis going on at the border, and the Border Patrol advised the new administration, even before the president was sworn in, to leave things the way Trump had them planned down there, so they could have an orderly processing of people that wanted asylum. and they didn't listen to it. They opened the borders up, and you see the crisis. So the crisis become a humanitarian crisis because of COVID super spreading with 10% of the people testing. It's become a public health crisis. It's become a law enforcement crisis with drugs and criminals coming across the border. It's become a national security problem because there's some evidence that terrorists are getting into our country that way. In fact, just yesterday, there was something, some information left out of a report that dealt with terrorists, a couple terrorists, and we don't have an explanation of why that was left out of the report. Mike.
Senator, related note to that, some reports are saying that President Biden's administration might be giving a second look to something along the lines of President Trump's border wall. Do you think the president will in fact go this route, or what other, or what action otherwise might we see to address the current crisis?
Well, if you knew that going back to Clinton and Bush and Obama, when they all one time or another supported the wall, and Trump then actually building a very good wall and walls working, it shouldn't be any problem at all. But boy, that would sure be a reversal of his stand taken during the campaign and why we have the crisis at the border now, because a lot of people in his party want open borders. And, you know, we can't have an open border and be a sovereign nation. So it would be the best thing he could do, because walls do work. But I'd be surprised if he did it. But praise the Lord if he did. Tom.
So, Senator, the Biden administration is proposing this, what, $2 trillion infrastructure bill. And definitely infrastructure needs some help. But what's your opinion of this? And Senator Schumer thinks he can get this through by abusing reconciliation. Talk us through those two points, would you please?
Well, if you can do it under reconciliation, it'd be a violation of any, or it'd be extraordinary compared to any other way that reconciliation had worked. So that's answer to your second question. The first question is $2.25 trillion program, but only about $500 billion of it, so about 25% of it, deal with what you and I call infrastructure. So that's bridges, highways, broadband, et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to spending half a trillion dollars on Medicaid, and just, this is just one example, that's got nothing to do with infrastructure. Infrastructure is when you spend a dollar today to build a highway, and you won't have to tear it up and rebuild it for another 30 or 40 years. Medicaid, you start spending money on that, and you spend the same dollar, repeat spending the same dollar over and over again. So that's not infrastructure. Mike, yours will have to be the last question.
Sure. Senator, it's early, but talks are already on the table, obviously, for 2022 and beyond. Have you yourself given any thought to running next time around, and what are your thoughts on where things are going?
Well, I don't think about it every day, but it's always on your mind, because you have to make up a decision by at least no later in November. So you have just 1 year of campaigning instead of 2 years of campaigning. And I will be making an announcement sometime this fall on that very issue. And in the meantime, you know, I've got a job to do. Like I don't think I told you, but I'm speaking from a car, Orange City, Iowa. I've got my 99 county tour. I'm going to go to a business and have Q&A with their employees in Orange City, as just one example of what you do when you aren't in Washington. And then when I'm in Washington, you know, I have a pretty good record of not missing votes, et cetera, et cetera. So I love my work, keep on doing it, and then decide this fall on election And then if I run, it'll be a year of campaigning. So thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom and Mike, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.